This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. I'm Charlie Berman with local news and commentary for Thursday, October 8th, 2020. In recent weeks, our attention has focused on potential disasters, the COVID-19 epidemic, and the threat of fires, along with a sense of political unrest that has caused, among other trends, a severe humor shortage. But we can't forget what keeps some of us awake in normal times, the threat of an earthquake or tsunami. With that in mind, the annual Great Shakeout earthquake drill is scheduled for 10:15 a.m. on Thursday, October 15th, 1 week from today. At that time, KPTZ will broadcast the drill outlining the needed steps for dealing with these events when, not if, they occur, preparing us for the eventual emergency. This consists of learning the drop cover hold on drill, which you want to follow when the ground starts to shake. According to the Shakeout website, most earthquake-related injuries and deaths are caused by collapsing walls and roofs, flying glass, and falling objects. It is extremely important for a person to move as little as possible to reach the place of safety they have identified, because most injuries occur when people try to move more than a short distance during the shaking. For more information, go to www.shakeout.org/Washington to get the details and to register your participation. As of this morning, nearly 2,000 Jefferson County residents have signed up. November 3rd is just 26 days away as the county, the country, and the world gears up for what could be the most consequential election in the nation's history. While several states are already voting, Washingtonians will get that privilege beginning this Wednesday when ballots are mailed. Here in Jefferson County, nearly 30,000 people are scheduled to receive a ballot. If you don't receive your ballot within a week, contact the county auditor. Jefferson County has added two new drop box locations. There is now a walk-up box in front of the county courthouse and a new box in front of the Olympic Peninsula Gateway Visitor Center at the corner of Beaver Road and Route 104. These new locations add to the options previously available in Port Hadlock, Brennan, Quilcene, Nordland, and the courthouse. All boxes will be open for ballots at all times from October 14th to 8 p.m. on November 3rd when the polls close. Political signs are all over the place, but that's not as pervasive as in Seattle or other more populated locales. Another reason why we are glad to live here in Jefferson County. Port Townsend's sign guidelines allow the posting of such signs on private property with the owner's knowledge and permission. Signs are not permitted within rights of way or on public property such as city parks, the golf course, or Katai Lagoon. Signs are only allowed on the private property side of utility poles, fire hydrants, or sidewalks. There are also restrictions on the size and height. Signs must be no larger than 4.5 square feet or taller than 5 feet. Outside of the city limits, it's a little less restrictive. Signs are allowed in the public right-of-way as long as the signs are temporary and don't create a public safety issue by interfering with pedestrians or traffic. It is forbidden to tack signs onto utility poles or use a sign that resembles a traffic control sign. It's not in the statute, but wise voters will restrain themselves from drawing little pictures on signs supporting candidates that they do not. Also important is to remove the sign after the election's over, although if the sign's on private property, you can leave it until the next election or the one after that. After an uptick in reported COVID-19 cases earlier this week, the Jefferson County total is still 75. Currently, 58 people are awaiting test results. And while there is not yet a COVID vaccine, this is a good time to seek inoculation against the flu. According to the county, most primary care providers and pharmacies offer adult flu vaccine. Those locations include Safeway in Port Townsend, QFC in Port Hadlock, Jefferson County Public Health, and all Jefferson County clinics that offer children's vaccines. Be sure to call ahead to make sure the needed vaccine is available. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon Monday through Saturday and at 5 p.m. Monday through Thursday. You can contact us through news@kptz.org. This is Charlie Bermant. Thank you for listening.